From the bottom, the line still going down and down and down to the ground. Then it finally reaches the very center of the planet. Trying to look at this long straight line after once, our inner eye is opened to all the directions. Cannot avoid senses everywhere around us. We have to include everything. So we can say to use inner power. Is to include everything. Physical eyes are seen by deafness. In the eye, get the vision. Uses vision by accepting everything. And therefore, all the baggages in your mind through this ride. Meditation is just like the crystal, the bleaching cavern into warm, soapy water. So much bleaching sense comes out and broken off through this line. Slowly bring your consciousness onto your breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. No control, just observing. dissolve the breathing, and at the same time, observe your feeling and the sensation. Now, let's start breathing with heart out. So, the air comes in and up to the heart out. And exhale down from heart out. Inhale up to third eye. And exhale down from the heart out. And if you can't, you can inhale by count three and exhale count six, or four and eight, or two and four. You can choose. Now come back to normal breathing and relax. How about breathing with heart chakra? So breathe in and down into your heart chakra and exhale up from heart chakra. Inhale down and exhale up. And again, inhale by count three, exhale by count six. If you can, bruising and the damage. The ritual was this concept of it only. Bruising the bruise had eyes or bruising is hot pepper. I thought ritual is this uncomfortable or this comfortable, more uncomfortable, this comfortable. So now pick more uncomfortable one. Then repeat the breathing for 2 minutes. Begin. Our goal is to find the state of tranquility in uncomfortable situations. You might feel uncomfortableness physically or mentally. This breathing might produce more mind chatter. So resolve those mind chatter and feel if you need some grief, the heart can get a little bit tranquility. Now go back to normal breathing and continue to observe your mind. Doing nothing is very uncomfortable for our ego. In this uncomfortableness, freestyle of the la-la-la line. Race the Bronco, quiet, calm, in my eyes. What we perceive is what we believe in our mind. What we experience is what we believe we are. Remember, only mind exists. So let's stop seeing outside of our mind. Instead, dig within. Examine your mind. Dig up very well what is there. This is a producer of your life. And this is a creator of your life too. The conflict doesn't exist outside of your mind. Yes, conflict is right here. No one is attacking you, but here there is an attacking self. You attack yourself. Yes, we attack ourselves. No one looks you down, but here. There is a thought to lift ourselves down. In order to wash the grief of time, we have to examine it well. Where is most grief of time? Where is the fear, pain, the belief of weakness, observe all of the basics in your mind. This is a very important process of purification. How to purify these shapes, these stubborn hooks, these attachments with pain. So it's a time to recognize that there is no hope to purify everything in our mind by ourselves. No hope. See so many different hopes, conflicts everywhere. We can't walk away everything by ourselves. No hope. We admit that there is no hope. That's why now we can't put our hope onto Sincerely, we can ask for the Spirit to take away these thoughts. Use these thoughts for the same purpose. Use these thoughts as a tool for salvation. In Course in Miracles, this is called forgiveness. Step one, look within and admit that your mind produces everything, nothing else. And step two, observe our mind and finally find that there is no hope to purify the mind by ourselves. Then step three, surrender, ask the Holy Spirit to take everything and choose to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Only forgiveness ends the dream of the conflict. By asking the Holy Spirit, you can join the Creator as a co-creator. mistake. To take away all the perfect thoughts. And awake, then receive the light. Holy Spirit gives you. You can see with your inner eye that your mind is gradually filled with a beautiful light. Your mind is now shining. So beautiful. This is the natural condition of the mind of Holy Spirit. Or of the mind which is following Holy Spirit. And then you will notice that you can perceive now enlightened light. On this forgiveness and the dream of the conflict. This is from Course in Miracles, Workbook, Lesson 333. So memorize this sensation and create this beautiful shining mind. Put your head down slowly. And come out to the meditation I think they're not so scary.